I dare you to start living your life, not the life the devil wants you to have. Start living your life, not the one your flesh wants you to have. Start living the life God gave you because he died on the cross so you could have it. You repent and receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. And say, my God, I caught on. I seen the light. I am no longer living the life that's not mine. I live, nevertheless, not I. Christ lives in me. It's the other guy, not me. I'm not living it. I'm not taking my identity from it. I don't have to deal with it or its problems. I'm on a quest. I'm on a spiritual quest, and I'm getting younger every day. Every day I'm reminding myself what it was like to hear Roger Lozier say to me, maybe God wants you to have a motorcycle, and me saying, no, he doesn't. And the Holy Ghost saying, oh, well, you cut that one out. What if I do? The fact of the matter is we've got to stop that. And this year, God wants you to zero in on these three words as you run with shouts of grace, grace. As you see love in and through and around everything, he wants you to start learning to receive the promises, not just talk about them. He wants you to start declaring them done. That's the second phrase. And finally, my friends, excuse me, he wants you to make haste. Amen. Stop dawdling. Stop thinking you've got time. It's already late in the right sense of the word. He says, redeem the time. The days are evil. Amen. Get out of the dark into the light. It's time. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. It's a magnificent thing. And you and I should be getting younger every day, not older. Oh, my body's getting older. Don't worry about that thing. Somehow I think I'm just slowing that down a little bit too. I'm just going to die one day, and that's the end of that. That means my job's over with. I'm getting younger in my heart. I'm getting younger and younger and younger because I'm zeroing on the youth of the Spirit of God and what he said I am and what he said I'm doing and where he said I'm going and what he's promised me and the fact I believe, Lord, and I receive it as done and declare it so, and I'm hastening to see it come to pass in the name of Jesus. And so are you.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Let us bow our heads for prayer. So, oh God, you who know all things, you who know all things, declare in my people's hearts right now the very thing that you've done for them for good. That it is the quest of their lives. That it'll make them young again. That like Caleb, their eyes won't even have grown dim. They'll be ready to go out for war at 85. I thank you for such a joy. And Lord, I see through my flesh. It's not me. You're the other guy not living your life, you liar. I see through you, devil, and your methodia. You're a liar. I will not have any part of that. I choose to believe God. I'm a believer, and I am persuaded, and I'm going to receive the promises, every last one of them this year. I'm going to declare them all as done, not when, how, why. And I'm going to hasten to it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.